Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Life Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, and I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And today on Life Talk, we're looking at developments in the opposition CCC, where this week, Onesevenzo Shabangu, claiming to be the interim secretary general of the party, recalled 69 councillors, bringing the total number of expelled councillors so far to 86. The CCC says it's taken Shabangu to court and is denying that he's a member of their party. But first, let's take a look at what is happening in the Middle East. President Joe Biden will meet Indonesian President Joko Widodo at the White House Monday in what was supposed to be a straightforward engagement to upgrade U.S. diplomatic ties with key Indo-Pacific partner. However, the war in Gaza has made the meeting between Israel's staunchest supporter and the leader of the country with the largest Muslim population more complicated. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wandakaswara has this to report.
Indonesian cities have erupted in pro-Palestinian rallies since the October 7 Hamas attack, and emotions are strong.
What Hamas and the Palestinian people did against the invaders Israel was their way of fighting to achieve their independence. There's nothing wrong, because that is also what the heroes of the Indonesian nation did when they fought to achieve independence.
That passion will be on Indonesian President Joko Widodo's mind as he meets President Joe Biden at the White House Monday.
Not a single Indonesian president has dared not to defend Palestine. Our founding fathers have laid the foundation of our foreign policy, non-aligned, free and active, defend the oppressed.
The two sides have a large gap to bridge, particularly on a ceasefire in Gaza, but are keen to maintain good relations. Monday's meeting was arranged after Biden skipped the ASEAN summit hosted by Indonesia in September, sending Vice President Kamala Harris in his place and going to Vietnam instead. The leaders last met at the G20 summit in India this year. They are expected to upgrade bilateral ties to a comprehensive strategic partnership, a status Jakarta already shares with Beijing.
The leaders will explore opportunities to enhance cooperation on the clean energy transition, advance economic prosperity, bolster regional peace and stability, and reinforce our people-to-people ties. The two leaders will also coordinate on efforts to reinforce ASEAN centrality and uphold international law and promote a free and open Indo-Pacific.
A key goal for Indonesia, a limited free trade agreement on critical minerals that will allow Indonesian nickel used in electric vehicle batteries to qualify for tax incentives under the 2022 U.S. Inflation Reduction Act. Indonesia has the world's largest nickel reserves, which it mines and refines largely with Chinese financing.
The U.S. is eager to invest in this area, especially because I think, through the lens of China competition, making sure that the nickel industry in Indonesia is not completely dominated there would be a crucial strategic interest.
Some American lawmakers are against the deal due to heavy Chinese investment, labor, and environmental concerns in the Indonesian nickel industry. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
Israel has agreed to a four-hour daily humanitarian pause in the fighting in northern Gaza. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby confirmed Thursday. The announcement comes amid increasing outrage about the mounting number of Palestinian casualties, including from some Democratic members of Congress. VOA senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports.
As thousands of Palestinians fled the fighting and Israel's bombing, U.S. President Joe Biden was asked whether there was any chance of a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, and he replied, none. He was also asked if he's getting frustrated with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for not listening to U.S. requests.
It's taking a little longer than I hoped.
The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says more than 10,000 people have been killed in the territory since the Hamas attack on Israel that killed 1,400 people and triggered the war. At the State Department daily briefing Thursday, Deputy Spokesperson Vedant Patel provided some details about Israel's announcement that it has agreed to four-hour daily humanitarian pauses in the fighting in northern Gaza.
There will be two humanitarian corridors allowing people to flee the areas of hostilities in the northern part of Gaza. The first such corridor open between 4 and 5 hours every day for the past few days has already enabled many thousands of people to reach safer areas. The second route along the coastal road will enable many more thousands to reach safer areas in the south.
On Capitol Hill Wednesday, anti-Israeli government protesters showed up to a hearing where most Democratic and Republican lawmakers expressed their strong support for Israel. But some Democrats were troubled by the large number of civilians killed in Gaza. Democratic member Joaquin Castro said Israel has fired more than 20,000 bombs on Gaza and only about 5 hostages have been released.
It seems to me that Prime Minister Netanyahu is prioritizing collective punishment over the release of hostages. And I'm very concerned about that.
Another Democrat was concerned that new House Speaker Mike Johnson might be playing politics with U.S. military funding for Israel.
Speaker Johnson brought an Israel-only supplemental to the floor. This supplemental is unprecedented. It conditions aid to Israel on domestic policy objective and stands no chance of passing through the United States Senate.
The Republican chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Michael McCaul, said he agrees.
And let me just say, I too agree we need to move swiftly on a national security aid package that both addresses the threat from Russia to Ukraine and Europe, the threat from communist China to Taiwan and the Pacific, and the threat from the Ayatollah in Iran to Israel by its proxies and the southwest border.
The Democratic majority Senate will not take up the $14.3 billion bill providing funding for Israel's air and missile defense systems passed by the Republican majority House of Representatives last week. Democrats objected to Republicans paying for the aid to Israel by making cuts to the budget of the Internal Revenue Service, the agency responsible for taxation. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Today we're discussing about the fight for the control of the main opposition, the Citizens Coalition for Change, with the self-proclaimed Interim Secretary General Sevenzo Shabangu causing havoc in the party as he continues to expel lawmakers and councillors. Now Shabangu has written a letter to the government advising the authorities to send him the funds the opposition is expected to receive from state coffers under the Political Parties Finance Act. On the other hand, the CCC under Nelson Chamisa has appealed to the Supreme Court against a High Court ruling in favor of Shabangu last Saturday. Chamisa and his team wanted to stop the by-elections, arguing that Shabangu was not a bona fide member of the party and had no authority to recall elected members of the party. And to discuss the matter, we are joined right now on Skype. We have Tawanda Jokora of CCC and Masimba Mabaza of ZANU-PF. We're also expecting to get someone from the Sevenzo camp, if the lines permit us. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you. Maria Zimbabwe.
I'll start off with you, Mr. Jokora of the CCC. We have seen a lot has been going on in your party. Please brief us on what is the current status as we speak.
It's senseless, marvelous. It's a madness that we are seeing in Zimbabwe. You can only notice that situation in a banana republic like Zimbabwe, where there is no law, where there are two different types of laws. The recalls, the senseless recalls that are being made by Shabangu, who, of course, is being helped by ZANU-PF, the CIO, and FAZ, are senseless in that they are not thinking about the people. These people are not thinking about the people that voted. The members of parliament that are being recalled, the councillors that are being recalled, remember, they were voted in by millions of people, including myself. So what ZANU-PF and Shabangu are doing is taking away the will of the people, the right of the people to be represented by the people that they voted into power. And if you also think about the money that we are going to lose, you know, Zimbabwe is becoming the first country to have two general elections inside 6 months, because we are going to use over $50 million just to replace these councillors and members of parliament. That means Mr. Mnangagwa, Mr. Shabangu and others that they are working with are not thinking about the cost to the taxpayers. Instead of using that money to make sure that we have medication in our hospitals, the roads are well maintained, and our education system is firing in all cylinders, we are now using that money to do another general election. That's how senseless this whole thing is. Shabangu is not a member of a CCC. He was just planted there by ZANU-PF. There's no way anyone can come, wake up in the morning and say, I'm now the Secretary General of a party. It's unheard of.
Over to you now, Mr. Masimba Mabaza of ZANU-PF. You're hearing there the CCC saying that Mr. Sevenzo Shabangu is an implant from your party, ZANU-PF. What's your say, especially regarding the recalls?
To start with, Mav, Jokora has got some issues with his sanity, because Sebenzo Shabangu has never been ZANU-PF, has never been our member, has never in any way identified himself with ZANU-PF. If you had looked at the judgment given by Judge Namadu Mtere, he clearly said Tamisa himself did not write a supporting affidavit to claim that he does not know Shabangu. There are no structures in CCC. There is no constitution. There is no way which can tell you who is supposed to be the Secretary General or how is he appointed. So anybody who comes there and proves to be a member of CCC and proves to be the Secretary General as he did, it's clear. The Dokora knows very well that Shabangu is actually supported fully by the spokesperson of the IBT, who is called Kutkatka Pulu. Pulu is a member of CCC. Pulu was a senator of CCC. He is the spokesperson of Shabangu. And this Katapulu was the deputy president in this party, which joined CCC, which has become CCC. And Shabangu, again, is supported by Welshman Ncube, who is another vice president of CCC. So for CCC to start blaming ZANU-PF for their own strategic ambiguity, is nonsensical. We should appreciate that when a party makes a mistake, they must go back on the drawing board and they must correct their mistake. We have always told them that a party with no structure, it will come back to haunt them. It will come back to bite them. What we are getting now in Zimbabwe, it is the inefficiency of an opposition, which is going to cost us as a country a lot of money to do this by-election. Today, we have seen him again recalling the mayor of Harare and a lot of councillors. This has nothing to do with ZANU-PF. If ZANU-PF wanted to implant anybody in CCC, it could It can never do that because we are not members of DCCC.
Thank you very much there, Mr. Mavasa. Let me just take a caller quickly. Hello, caller Makadi.
Arisatambo iwona inawo ino toshungurudza vakavota vavoti kungo zvirikita zvakaitwa navasha vangu vakatambozona zvinoratidza kuti zvinodzorera nyika shure atoni nyika yedi chivane gwara nezvirikitwa mumusangano weTCC kuti vasha vangu vanoboka vachidzinga makanzela vakadzinga zvema MP mangwana vachidaro kuri kunyatso kuendwa chaiko chaiko ishi hakusi kuonekwa zvinhu zvakafanana nezvinhu zvinorwadza zvikuru uri kana ukava munyori paneso kwatiri kumakereke kune vanyori variko kana musangano yese nevanyori variko asi kana uri munyori ukazova waita simba rakafanana iroro rokuti unongova ungodaro chii zvakaenda kumakoti makoti achingomira nemunhu uyoyo pasingavi nokutariswa zvakafanana nokuti chere mangwana unogona kutonzi pamusha pandiri pangu pautonzi hapatosi pako ndepangu kutonzi andi anotinda uri padaro saka chimiro chenyika yedu zvacho chiri kuitwa asi kuti hachipi mepu hachipi direction yakanaka kuti vision yakanaka pasi penyika dzose zvinoratidza kuti mukati menyika yedu hwani chiri matare edu enyika yedu anoratidza kuti pachavo kana zvitariswa nevamwe vanhu vanoratidza kuti pachavo zvitozvito zvacho hazvizovajiki haziva iti zvakanaka nokuti vanotsigira zvimwe zvinhusingaiti tisinganyatsedi kunyanya kuisa kuti law inomboshanda sei asi sekuono kwatinoita maitira zviri kuitwa hazvina gwara kungoti munhu anongomuka ngandingofa kuti tobudidesei kana kuti anopeko tongomuka womunhu uri kuti ndoda kutodzinga maepika kutodzinga purezidendi mangwana ndindava purezidendi saka zvakafanana sasa tambozoona pasi penyika nokuti zvinhu zvinoratidza kuti hazvina chiedza munyika yedu.
Thank you so much there, Richard Moyo. Over to you, Mr. Tawanda Jokora. You just heard there what the caller is saying about, you know, how he's feeling about what's going on in the country. So now that we are at this crossroad, what's the way forward for the CCC when it comes to the recourse?
Ndinowirirana nezviri kutaurwa nemutauri uyu ari kunyatsotaura chokwadi uye haasi kutaura zvake iye oga chete. Zvaari kutaura izvozvi ndopfungwa dzevana veZimbabwe vakawanda vose vaunotaura navo vanenge vachikuudza kuti matakana namahumbwe ari kuitwa nezanu pf navashabangu zviri kuitika izvi hazvisati zvamboonekwa chero kune dzimwe nyika makanzwa vaSiril Ramaphosa vachitokanukawo nazvo kuti chii chiri kuitika ipu inomirira maparliamentarians ese yakataurawo zvakare kuti haisati yamboona zvakadai uye zviri kuitika kuZimbabwe zvinofanira kumira nekuti zvinokanganisa kodzero dzevanhu asi chatongoramba tichitaurira vana veZimbabwe ndechekuti muri kuona chikara chatiri kurwisana nacho chikara chezanu pf chisina basa nevana veZimbabwe chisina basa nemi zvavari kuita izvi takambozviona vakazviita kuna vamonzora vakashandiswa vakapiwa mari ipo zvino izvi vatora futi vashabangu vavapa mari vaita kuti vakanganise zvakaitwa nevana veZimbabwe asi maonawo zvakare tichidzokera kumatarenzi mhosva iwayo kunyange tichiziva kuti anogara akarerekera kuzanu pf tikanotaura kuti isu chabangu uyu hatimuzive saka izvozvo tiri kutarisira kuti kana matarenzi mhosva achida kutongera zvinofadza vanhu vose zviri nemwero vanofanira kumisa vashabangu kuti vasarambe vachiita zveupenzi zvavari kuita zvekukanganisa paramendi yedu zvekukanganisa kansel yedu macancelors nemamembers of parliament anosarudzirwa kuti agadzirise zvishuwo zvevana veZimbabwe zvinenge zvichivanetsa kwete kuti vaswere vachidzingwa iko zvino izvi basa revanhu rakatomira nezviri kuitwa navamunangagwa nashabangu zvinongoratidza kuti vese ivava havana basa nevana veZimbabwe mutungamiri watinoziva ane shungu anoda kugadzirisa zvinhu zvakanaka zvevanhu veZimbabwe ndipresident Chamisa ende mtaona zvaitika pamberi papapa vachidzoka vari mutungamiri nekuti zviri kuitika izvi hakuna kwazviri kusvika tiri kuzviziva isu kuti ZANU-PF iri kuda 2/3 majority kuti ikwanise kuchinja mutemo ana mavaza nevanhu vaZANU-PF vanototyisa kuti havasi kuzviona sei mangwana vanenge vachingochema ivo vari kufungidzira kuti apa vari kukanganisira president Chamisa kwete vari kukanganisira Zimbabwe yese it's the democracy of our country that is being curtailed. Democracy is now dead in Zimbabwe because of what Mr. Mnangagwa and Mr. Shabangu are doing.
Thank you there. Let me take a caller quickly. Hello, caller Makabi. Caller Makabi. Hi, what is the word? What is the word? What is the word?
Vasimbira kubvunza kuti koti dzekuZimbabwe dzinomboshandawo sei nevanhu zvekuti dzinongoti munhu ataura chinhu wakemira nemunhuye zvisina evidence nekuti akaitika nyaya lese ndavenga munhu ndikangoenda koti ndikati uyu andimira hapaperefecto here kuti munhu akaba zvesuwa here hakaindi madetective here nyaya ichinongokurumidza ngombi yacho ane mutongo vatotongwa munhu akutanzi ikakutoitwa gavhumendi yekuti zvatarwa neu ichokwadi ndakusitodzingwa vanhu kana vanhu vangodzingwa vangodzingwa zviri izvi pariamendi hazvizi nzvimbo yekutambira zvekuti nongonzi kupariamendi vanhu vakavhuturwa nevanhu vakumbonzi vanzi vanhu havasina basa zvavakavhuta izvozvo izvo zvavangonzi zvatarwa nemunhu wani zvakutedzerwa kudarika zvinhu zvataurwa nevanhu vakawanda vane vezimbabwe vakawanda sokaanzi pane mepepapo kuti magadhi emuzimbabwe haasika zveruzhinji vari kuita zvavanofunga ivo kana kuti zvavagara zviri direction yavanongoda izvi.
Aiwa, tinotenda caller. Thank you so much, caller there. Come over to you, Mr. Mabaza. Mr. Jokora of the CCC is saying that your party, ZANU-PF, is excited about these recalls because you're looking for a 2/3 majority in parliament. How far true is that?
No, that's not very true, and that's not true at all. To start with, as I have said from the beginning, ZANU-PF has nothing to do with the confusion in the CCC. Chamisa had actually clearly said his strategy is called the ambiguous strategy, the strategy of ambiguity. It is coming back to Biden, as we've said. To start with, let me answer the caller. The caller, there is a point you don't understand here. The courts have asked CCC to prove that Shabangu is not their member, because Shabangu is proof that he's a member of CCC. Shabangu is being supported by Tendai Biti of CCC, Welshman Nube CCC, Utkatsapulu CCC, and the majority of the people are actually behind Shabangu because they are saying that Chamisa has been a dictator, has appointed people his own way, has broken whatever rules they have. There is nothing else to show that Shabangu is not the Secretary General. Furthermore, when we look at all this issue, Chamisa himself, in the last court hearing, he did not deny that he does not know Shabangu. He did not even write a supporting affidavit as the president of a party to say, I am the president, this man is not my Secretary General. He did not, which means he knows that he is his Secretary General. You cannot say that it was a mistake of law, because people see the top brass is full of lawyers from Chamisa himself. When they were preparing evidence to present before the High Court, the High Court judge, Chamisa, it was expected that as the president of the party, he was to stand up and say, this man, I don't know him. Chamisa kept quiet, so his silence was very loud. It actually means that he accepted it. And again, I don't understand why everybody wants to blame, why people see, especially Jokora, wants to blame ZANU-PF for their own serious inefficiency. We have talked about structure. A structureless, constitutionless party cannot stand up and say, this man is not ours or is ours. The court simply asked a question. It is not the duty of the parliament or speaker of parliament to verify membership of a person. They look at your constitution and see what your constitution is. So if you have no constitution, if you have no explanation on what how a secretary general of the party is appointed, how does he work, who recalls people in your party,
Mr. Mavaza, if I may just interject there, we have a caller. Hello, caller Magadi. Caller? Hello, caller, but it's South Africa, Magadi.
Eh, Magadi, enyu.
Ai, what did you do? You told me that you were going to be able to get the money. I think we've lost the caller there. He literally just came and said, how are you? But we will be coming back to you. Mr. Jokora, coming to you.
I haven't finished.
Hello, Mr. Jokora, coming to you. Okay, Mr. Mavaza, carry on while we are trying to get the caller that was here. There is someone also called Shepherd Yuda wants to come onto the program, but go ahead, Mr. Mavaza.
Thank you very much. The point is very clear here. Chamisa has actually messed up his own party, and they have actually put Zimbabwe into democratic oblivion, where we no longer have an opposition, because Chamisa's dictatorship has caused what is happening now. So in other words, it is wrong for Triple C to try and agitate the people of Zimbabwe by lying that these recalls are engineered by ZANU-PF. We have nothing we would want into a party which in itself cannot stand. We have always said a party must have a constitution, must have a structure. In ZANU-PF, we know that who is our Secretary General. We know what should be done if you want to recall. So these recalls by Triple C are done according to their non-constitutional unconstitutionality and whatever they have. So in short, Marv and people of Zimbabwe, this is a lesson to Triple C that do not do things you don't know. You must put your party in order. You must create. There's a question Jokora must answer. Why did Tamisa not respond, not write a letter to court, a statement as a witness to say, as the president, he disowns Chabangu? As a party, why don't they sit down now and say, as a party, they've expelled Chabangu? And then they'll say, this man has been expelled by us. They've not done none of that, only to blame ZANU-PF. There are so many things they could have done if they were serious, if they knew very well that they are not, Chabangu is not part of them. They would have fired him, expelled him, disciplined him, or anything. None of that has been done. Why? Because they have no structure.
Thank you there, Mr. Mavaza. Let's also give a chance to Mr. Jokora to answer one question regarding the financing of the party. We understand that Mr. Chabangu has written to the government to say the funding should come to him as the Secretary General. What's your take on that issue?
That's the modus operandi by ZANU-PF. They've always said that they don't want President Chamisa to access the political funds, and they always create people to come and destabilize and end up taking that money. They did that with Monzora, and we are seeing the same thing again happening now. This is ZANU-PF all over. And just to go back to the rantings by Mr. Mavaza, he talks about President Chamisa not doing what he was supposed to be doing, but he forgets and he's hiding away from the fact that President Chamisa actually wrote a letter to Parliament, instructing Parliament, telling Parliament that the business of Parliament of Triple C is taken care of by these people, 1, 2, 3, 4. And on those people, there was no mention of Mr. Chabangu. And then we have the Speaker of Parliament accepting a letter contrary to the letter that President Chamisa had written. So all this, you can see that it's the machinations of ZANU-PF. We have captured Speaker of Parliament. And we also have captured a court system that just...
Thank you, gentlemen.
Not on merit.
Thank you, gentlemen. Unfortunately, time is not on our side, so I'd like to thank you, Mr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF, and also Tawanda Jokora of the Triple C. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.